Hello.
Hi, my name is Cameron, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how may I assist?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Ms. Karen? Is it
I'm doing
Cameron or
great.
Karen?
Karen,
Karen.
Karen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last week I filed my unemployment, and the lady was very nice, sent everything through, gave me the number, PIN number, and everything. But for some reason, two things. I got a letter from the Alabama Department of Revenue saying my wages were zero, that I was ineligible, and I can't get in online at all.
Okay, so I can get, do you have your PIN number and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
So you have your PIN number and you still can't get in online? Give me your
Yes, ma'am.
social.
426-371632.
Do you have questions about what is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth, please?
First name, last name, Michael Newsom. Date of birth 09-1466, and mother's maiden name is McGee, Magee.
Okay, so that's not what's on there. That's why you can't get in. So think of
Yeah,
the name that you might have.
she said that the last time, and she had it, she said it, she that was supposed to change it.
Okay, let me ask you a question so maybe
Yes,
I can
ma'am.
help you. What is there another name that you might have used that you could remember? Because you have to tell me, and I can't, that you may think of, or just tell me a name, and then I can see if it's on here so that way you can get in.
You mean for my mother's maiden name?
That is correct, because what did you tell me your mother's maiden name was?
McGee.
Okay, that's not what's on here. So everything has to match up. Like if you applied for unemployment a while back and she may had another name, that's the name you may want to, see. But I can't tell you. I'm just trying to see if you can tell me another name that you can think, even if
Yeah,
you.
the only other name I can think, Miss Karen, is Magnum.
Okay, it's not Magnum either. There's no
Yeah,
more
see,
of the name.
Newsom would be her maiden name because she got married after Newsom,
Okay.
and it became Magnum. Well, before she was a Newsom, she was a McGee.
Okay. What
So,
about before McGee or her mother's maiden name? What is her mother's maiden name?
her mother's maiden name was McGee.
Okay. So that's the problem here, is showing that you're not matching up with her maiden name. So let me go ahead and pull this up. What was your birthday, you said?
09-1466.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't change it, but I can put in an order to change it.
Yes,
Let's
yeah,
see
and
what.
that's what the lady had told me last week was that she was gonna put in the order, and I should be able to go online and file my claim from yesterday.
Okay, let me see something. So you already filed the claim, cause it's showing here you do not. It's showing here that you don't have an active claim at all.
Well, they sent me. I talked to a lady last week. She put in a claim number. Even gave me. Let's see.
Did they give
She
you a
gave me the
transaction number?
transaction claim. Yes,
She
ma'am.
did. Okay. All right. So once again, because really this should be done through the inquiry line, which should be able to help you. But what I can do is I'll go ahead in here right now and let me get your mother's correct maiden name. And she
Okay.
told you could take up to 24 or 48 hours as well,
Yeah,
on
and
that.
she told me that last week, and I
Okay.
checked, kept trying to get in online, and still couldn't get in as of yesterday.
Okay.
And she told me the name was something off the wall that I don't even know who
Well,
that
you
is.
remember
Brooks
the
or
name.
Brooke.
Okay, that's it right there. So, in
Yeah,
order
see,
for
I
you
don't
to,
even know a
I'm,
Brooks.
Okay, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna put it in there. I'm gonna put her new name in there. But then you, so you can get online, go and put Brooks in until they get this rectified, and then you can get back in your system because it has to match up. So being that you said it, right? But let me, what is her correct maiden name?
M-A-G-E-E, McGee.
Okay, so I'm putting that right now as we speak. Give me a second.
Okay.
And did you know how we got in the system wrong?
No, ma'am, I don't. Because I don't even know a Brooks. And that's definitely nobody in my family. On my mom or dad's side.
You said M-A-G-E-E. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that is.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what I did is I sent that up there. So once again, you still give it 28 to 48 hours. So I would go in under the name you just told me, which was Brooks, and then go ahead with your PIN number and everything in there and put Brooks in as her mother's maiden name so that you can get on, so that you can file your weekly certification. And then it should come up soon. I would give it 72 hours and then call us back to make sure it was it's changed. But I sent everything in, so you have another set of people working on that on the other side, okay? Give me one second.
Okay.
Give me one second. I do want to say thank you so much for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You enjoy your day, and I do apologize about that, okay?
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Now, should I have to claim from yesterday, file, or how do I do that?
Well, you have to call the inquiry line, and they'll be able to further assist you on that. I do apologize.
The inquiry line.
That is correct.
What number is that?
Okay, give me one second. Okay, so the inquiry line number would be 1-800-361-4524. That is correct. And they will be able to further assist you. You call them today after 5 p.m., okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. I thank you so much for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.